Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Danny Milliken with Abby Ince Hendrickson from Nature's Way Resources Garden Center in Conroe, Texas.
Yes, I am here with the new girl.
Hello.
Hey, Abby, how are you?
I'm doing great.
So Abby is with Nature's Way Resources Garden Center. And you don't just love plants. You love the whole thing.
I do.
Soil up, roots up, and then all of the things that kind of make plants add that extra element. I always think of it as extra color, extra enjoyment. In the garden, you know, we get flowers so we can see the pretty flowers. But some flowers, they bring in butterflies and bees and dragonflies, things like that.
Right, right. So we were talking beforehand, before we started, you know, that everything has its place. Everything has its niche. And so if the soil biology is healthy, the plants are going to be healthy.
Right.
And when the plants are doing well, the wildlife does well. Mm. So if you want to attract birds into your yard or pollinators like native bees and butterflies, you have to give them the resources that they're looking for, which is food, shelter, and nesting cover and water. So you need to give those to the wildlife, and then that ecosystem that's intact won't have any pests because everything is checking and balancing itself.
Yeah, so nothing can, no population can get so high that we, that we get out of whack. No, you can't get too many fleas because there's whatever's going to eat the fleas.
Right.
There won't be enough of them to bother you in your house.
Right.
So very, very interesting. It's a very interesting idea. You are a wildlife biologist.
Yes.
And so you have worked in that field for a stretch of time. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. So I got my undergrad from Texas A&M in microbiology and wildlife and fisheries. After I graduated, I did some snake research on concho water snakes, and then I moved to the Mojave Desert to do desert tortoise research. Decided that was a little too hot and came back home to Texas and did wind turbine research on birds and bats for about a year, and decided to go get my master's on alligators and the parasites that live inside them.
How fun.
it was really fun. It was great. But I noticed that there was this huge need for some kind of environmental... There was a huge need for an environmental minded person to come in and say, you know, if you want the butterflies, this is what you have to have.
Right, right.
And so I started working at Nature's Way Resources, and my mind was just opened up to everything that I had kind of missed as a wildlife biologist.
Sure.
Of the plants, you know?
Well, you know, when you're out studying kind of, you know, the bacteria that are living inside of alligators, you miss the kind of connected with people element.
Yeah.
You end up telling the story in a very academic way that falls on academic ears but doesn't really get to the public very often.
Absolutely.
And so that's what's exciting about gardening is that it's so people-based.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I mean, I see the progression of this field as we really are inviting people to think of their roots, the invisible portion. What are the other sort of invisible portions of gardening that they can participate in, that they're affecting? And that's why I love what you're doing, because that's exactly where we're going, where we are, what we're doing now. Every time I hear someone say this idea, I'm always a little bit like, yeah, you're right. Is when people are like talking about working with nature. It's like, well, we are nature.
We are. We're a part of the ecosystem.
Yeah,
we're like actually the biggest part of the ecosystem.
The most effective, at least. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're making these changes to every ecosystem that we live in. We have to count ourselves as part of it.
It's important too. 281-496-5711. Got Abby Ince Hendrickson here from Nature's Way Resources talking gardening. We want to talk to you too. 281-496-5711. Want to hear what's on your mind. That's 281-496-5711. Home Show Garden Pros.
Fall is the best time to be outside and the most important time to care for your lawns and gardens. Use MicroLife all-organic fertilizers, liquids, and granulars. Mother Nature will love you for it. Brown patch in your lawn? Not a problem. Use MicroLife Brown Patch or MicroLife MicroGrow. Always safe and always effective. No matter what you plant, MicroLife organic fertilizers are your best choice. MicroLife organic fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. Visit MicroLifeFertilizer.com.
For sod webworms, caterpillars, leaf miners, and fire ant problems, choose Monterey Lawn and Garden Organic Solutions. Monterey Garden Insect Spray contains spinosad, proven effective against sod webworms and fire ants. For your garden, choose Monterey BT to knock out hungry caterpillars and veggie pests without hurting bees, birds, and ladybugs. Monterey Lawn and Garden Solutions, available at your favorite Garden Pro nursery. For a beautiful lawn and garden, choose Monterey Lawn and Garden products.
The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help you be a better gardener with tips from pros you can trust. Members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Hi, this is Michael Wagner from Warren Southern Gardens and Kingwood Garden Center.
Hi, it's Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy.
I'm Joey Linderman from Enchanted Nurseries and Landscapes in Richmond.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now 281-496-5711.
Here with Abby Ince Hendrickson, Nature's Way Resources. What's your position there?
I am currently their educating coordinator.
Okay.
And I also work in the nursery just doing the ins and outs of normal stuff, you know.
I mean, what we know about this business is that everybody has to do everything.
Yes.
You know, so it's like
we all jump in when needed.
Yep. When it's time to unload a truck, even education coordinators have to unload.
Yeah.
For sure. So are you getting a lot of time with kind of plants in the ground? You guys have a lot of plants in the ground there.
Yeah, we actually have a pollinator patch that my boss has been working on that she put together. And so each section of the pollinator patch, one is for hummingbirds, the sides of it are for butterflies, and then there is a end of it that is directed towards dragonflies.
Okay.
So we have those.
I love it. I mean, so excited. Sorry to interrupt you.
No, you're fine.
But give me three plants.
Okay.
For each of these categories of creatures, right? So we started with hummingbirds.
Yes. So hummingbirds, my three favorite is going to be Turk's cap.
Ooh, I do love Turk's cap. Edible for people too.
Edible for people. The fruits are edible. And the birds love the fruits as well.
Mm.
So hummingbirds like anything red and tubular. So we've got Turk's cap and then the tropical sage, that's Salvia coccinea.
Okay, yes.
That tubular flower they go after. And then my personal favorite is cardinal flower.
Mm.
It likes really wet, boggy, moist conditions, but it needs shade. It doesn't like full sun.
Well, but the thing about that is that sounds exceptional, right, to a lot of us, but that's a lot of people's problematic areas where they can't really grow very much.
Yeah.
Because the irrigation winds up there and they've got trees that are stopping a lot of the evaporation.
Right.
And so this is a great – and one thing that you can do to help your trees is grow service plants that use some of that water up.
Yes.
And so that's where things – when you hear it needs a little bit of wet space and it wants some shade – and you've got big trees, like bells should be ringing in your ears.
Yeah, that's a perfect one to do a hummingbird habitat.
Yeah, and this is one that it's hard to find. It's really hard to find plants for this.
Yes.
But you guys have them.
We do.
And so, hey, there you go. The bells rang, and now you know where to go.
Yes.
which is Nature's Way Resources Garden Center. Okay, and then but people do start from seed sometime. It's not easy, but it's possible.
Yeah. Of course.
And so, okay. And so you mentioned hummingbirds like tubular red flowers.
Yes.
And they see color.
They do. They see a wide spectrum of color. They actually see into ultraviolet light.
Dang.
Something that we can't see. So when we look at a red flower, perhaps there's a little white spot in ultraviolet light that we can't see, but it's like a beacon.
Wow.
Coming at these hummingbirds saying, come visit.
Nice. You know? Nice. It's because their eyes move so fast.
Their eyes.
No, I'm just kidding. That's not. Their wings, you guys. It's their wings. Okay, awesome. So that's cool. Hummingbirds. So there's three. I did just ask her for three, and we're just for the sake of time. We only have an hour.
Yes.
That's awesome. 281-496-5711 if you want to join this conversation. We'd love to hear from you. All right, hummingbirds. Those really nice plants.
Yeah.
All right, now it's butterflies. And I know that this one's like narrowing it down to three. Is Oof. Kind of ridiculous, but you can just do the first three that pop to your mind.
Well, there's one that I always say everyone needs to have.
Porterweed.
Porterweed's a good one, but it's not native.
Dang it.
Yeah. I'm going to try and stick native.
I love that.
is everybody needs a Texas lantana. Okay. Everybody needs that. It's a great little shrub that is so drought tolerant. It's so heat tolerant. In fact, the more the hotter it gets, the more the shrub blooms.
Oh, wow.
And so it's really great to see it in the summer just blooming its head off.
And what color is the Texas lantana?
The native Texas lantana is orange and yellow. Any other color is not native.
But that doesn't mean it's bad.
Correct.
But that they will still bring some butterflies in.
Oh, yeah.
And depending on the what's the growth pattern on the Texas lantana?
It's about 3.5 feet, 4 feet high,
yeah,
max, and maybe about 3 feet wide, kind of a little sphere.
So you can sphere it, but it's really it's a shrubby bush, kind of a cloudy shape, if you will.
It's kind of airy in habit. Yep.
And so if you need something that is more compact, by all means, you know, get one of those little yellow ones or the purple one.
The trailing ones, yeah, too. Really, the difference that you're looking at is the nectar quality.
Right.
The butterflies still come to all of the lantana. They love it.
Yes.
It's just what amino acids are in that species' nectar.
Mm.
So that's kind of what they're selecting for.
You know, and that's not really something that anybody has ever pointed out to me before, is a reason to focus on these native cultivars, native varieties of the flowering plants. If it's for you, you know, six one side, half dozen the other side, keep that in mind that the native plants have been less diluted.
Yes.
So they have not been chosen. They've been chosen by the wildlife. They have not been chosen by someone who thinks, oh, this is marketable.
Correct.
You know, and so nectar quality can be an issue.
Yes.
Look at me. I wrote it down, nectar quality, and put a star on each end and then underline it. What am I in third grade? Okay. So that's Texas lantana. That's the kind of a bigger orange and yellow one. If you need a space saver, that's it. Now tell me this. So hummingbirds, they're seeing the color. They got the white spot. Oh, and then how are butterflies attracted to plants?
So they taste with their feet.
Okay.
When they land on a plant, they can taste with their feet to see if it's a host plant that they can lay their eggs on.
Hmm.
But what initially gets them is the flower color. They can see in ultraviolet light, and they have what's called an ocelli on the top of their head that helps them detect light and dark and predators and movement.
Hmm.
But then their actual compound eyes are what is detecting the flower color.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they're attracted to color also.
Yes.
And but then they're looking for something. They sense with their feet a host plant.
Yes.
Cool. All right. What's another? That's freak. So just a reminder: butterflies aren't human. All right. Cool. what is another gray butterfly plant?
I love rock rose.
Okay.
Rock rose is incredible. It blooms from spring. Mine are still blooming right now through fall. So it has a really long bloom season, and the butterflies flock to it.
Yeah. And rock rose, some of you may not have seen them, but they're really like a half rose, half hibiscus looking flower. And they do bloom a lot. It's a really cute little shrub.
Yeah, they do well.
Yeah.
Really low maintenance too.
Yeah, it's really low maintenance. If something you want to do is stop watering,
yes,
rock rose would be a nice choice for you as well. But they consistent blooms. You're not getting like an overabundance where the plant is ever like completely covered, but you're always having...
You always have something
15%,
going on.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
So that's great. All right, one more butterfly plant, then we're taking a break. Since it's your new show, we're going to make sure that I'm not surprising you with anything. One more butterfly plant.
The mist flower this year.
Yes.
The mist flower was incredible, and the buckeyes were all over it at the nursery.
That's a type of butterfly, I guess.
Yes, it's a buckeye. Buckeye
not,
butterfly.
Not the eyes of bucks. Deer eyes didn't fall on these things. That's not what happened.
Nope.
No, buckeye butterfly. What does that one look like?
It's kind of like a little drab butterfly almost, but it has eye spots on it when it opens its wings.
That's
where
cool.
It gets its name from.
Yeah, it's got little circles on there. And so you're like,
yes.
You're like, oh, wait, I thought you were just brown, but it turns out you're the coolest.
Yeah.
So there's more than one kind of mist flower though.
There's Greg's, there's fragrant, and then there's blue mist flower.
Right.
Yeah.
I have blue mist at my house, but I feel like Greg's gets more caterpillars.
Greg's actually does better in heat.
Okay.
The blue mist flower is really, really shade tolerant, and I put it in boggy shade habitats.
Okay.
But the Greg's mist flower is the sun tolerant one.
Gotcha. Yeah, we have a big bunch of it at the Houston Botanic Garden, and there must have been 50. It's every time I pass by, there's six or seven different varieties and so many butterflies. And it's like all of them. It's like you want to figure out, you want to do a little butterfly class.
Just on this plant. Yeah,
just on this one plant. So awesome. Okay, well, that's great. So those of you looking for butterfly garden, you know, hope you took some notes. Same with the hummingbirds. So Abby is here from Nature's Way Resources Garden Center, and we're going to keep on talking gardening. We'd love to hear from you, 281-496-5711. 281-496-5711, Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Are you ready to get back in the garden? Hi, it's Anita.
Get away by getting into your garden. Nelson's Nursery and Katie can help. Annuals and perennials, veggies and herbs, plus all you'll need to help them grow.
And be sure to check out our colorful and beautiful fountains.
Exotic disappearing water fountains in all shapes and sizes, and exotic fish for backyard ponds, plus one-of-a-kind pots direct imported by Nelson's. Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy. You can find them at nelsonwatergardens.com.
They may not seem sexy to you, but garage doors are the center of our world. Hi, it's Charlie from The Overhead Door Company of Houston. We can't help thinking about doors, operators, remotes, tracks, and rollers. That's good, because it takes someone who lives and breathes garage doors to fix yours fast at a fair price, guaranteed. We've been opening doors since 1934, and we'll keep yours rolling like no one else, because garage doors are sexy to us. Please don't judge us. Just trust us with your door. I'm Charlie with OverheadDoorHouston.com. Thank you for listening.
More carbon is a good thing for your plants and soil. Carbon-rich fertilizers are best for both this time of year. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
281-496-5711. This is Home Show Garden Pros. Hope you guys know that composting is a really wonderful thing to do. Not only is compost this nutrient-dense, rich soil, full of life, but it also, the making of it, reduces dependence on landfills, which take up a ton of land and space and leach greenhouse gases. But composting reduces greenhouse gases. They're very complicated molecules of gas that take away a lot of the nutrients. Well, compost traps it and keeps it in the soil. And, you know, it's great. Composting is very, very important. Hopefully you're composting. If you're not, because maybe you don't know what to do, you don't know how to do it, you don't want to deal with the bugs, any pests that may come in. I mean, sometimes roaches are on compost. Sometimes snakes, raccoons could be a problem. Anyway, definitely squirrels. But let's say you don't want to deal with all that. Moonshot Compost offers a service where they give you the power to compost without having to worry about all that stuff. They give you the supplies. You just put your compostables, your kitchen scraps, in their airtight bin, and they come pick it up. They come pick it up and they deliver it to compost businesses that make much better compost than you or I could make, like Nature's Way Resources. And you earn the compost. So you earn this compost to use in your yard and garden. So if you're kind of a subscriber to this Moonshot Compost, they're taking away your compostables, making sure it doesn't go to landfill, you're making the world a better place, and you're earning soil. How cool is that? So you get to keep critical healthy nutrients in your garden. So that space you were thinking maybe would be a good space for a composter, just put a garden there. Put a garden there. Maybe you can grow a butterfly garden, kind of like we're talking about now. Maybe a dragonfly garden like we're going to talk about. And so Moonshot Compost, they're offering these services. They do pickup services where they come to your house, or drop-off services where you drop at a nearby place on certain days. So now is a great time to get started. These guys are working with the city for stuff. They're working with big compost operations. They're just doing a great job. The website to get going, to learn how easy and clean this can be, startcomposting.com. If you find out more information before you visit that website, just go to homeshowgardenpros.com. We are happy to help. Speaking of happy to help, 281-496-5711. What's on your mind? It's annual flower season. It's veggie season. We're dealing with kind of some of the luscious lawns that we've seen, unless you got some diseases. What diseases are you looking at? We are here to help. Abby Inns Hendrickson is here, wildlife biologist, education coordinator for Nature's Way Resources. And we're just talking like some plants that maybe can bring another splash of color. You think about all these butterflies, right? Some of them have some blue on them. Some of them have some orange on them. It's just a great yellow. so much yellow. Great way to get a lot of color in the space. So the next topic that you're going to give me some plants on is dragonfly gardening. But, you know, this to me is a little bit newer topic for everybody. Right, Abby? It's,
right.
Not, it's not something where everybody's like, oh, yeah, dragonfly gardening. I've done that a lot. You know, no.
They're one of those insects that we think are cool, but we don't – odonates we don't know all that much about, and research is still ongoing on
right.
them. But we do know the types of habitats that they like, and we do understand their niche.
And we do know that they are magical, and if you catch one, you get a wish.
That's true.
Okay, yeah.
I think everybody knows that.
These are the things we know.
Yes, that's true.
Right, right. Everybody knows that.
So in general, we want to start thinking about the dragonfly's biology. So they are the aerial predators of the sky. They like to perch on really tall kind of bare branches.
Okay.
So think about like things like yucca. That has a very tall, bare spot for them to perch on.
Yeah.
Things like cattail. And horsetail reed. Those are some favorites. Now, everything I just said needs some, except for the yucca, needs some kind of water.
Right.
And that's why dragonflies are drawn to water, is their larval stage is aquatic. And so the larval stage is actually in the water column eating mosquito larvae. So that's their first big help to us. Is
yeah,
that
we like that.
We do, yes. Their larvae are eating the mosquito larvae. So that's the first check. On the mosquitoes. The second check is when they're up in the air, the dragonflies are adults, the mosquitoes are adults, and the dragonflies are eating the mosquitoes.
Oh, wow.
So we need the full little ecosystem around us to have, I mean, that's a natural mosquito misting system.
Right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's free.
I mean, I love it. All throughout the year, we have these random days, and maybe I'll explore, pick your brain on what's happening, but I walk outside and, you know, there's kind of like a swarm, I guess. What's a group of dragonflies?
I really don't know what a group of dragonflies is called.
Well, whatever. It's probably the same thing as dragons, I'm sure. We'll call it a drake of dragonflies.
I like it.
And so there's a drake of dragonflies out there. And that's a day I know I don't have mosquitoes in my backyard.
Right.
And
right.
so it's always like, everyone come over. We're barbecuing. We're gardening. We're doing everything outside.
The dragonflies are here.
Yes. Yeah, the dragonflies are coming. And so that is because they're eating the mosquitoes. They're chomping on them. They're hunting them down.
That's right.
And they are so cool. There's different colors. There's different
the
types.
The ruby skimmers are incredible. Those are the big magenta pink ones that we have around here. And then there's the big emerald skimmers. They're gorgeous.
Definitely. So, okay. What are our three plant thing?
I'm going to say bulrush.
Okay, bulrush.
The cattails. That's a really great one. And
So bulrush and cattails though aren't the same thing.
They're not. But they have a similar.
Are you getting multiple plants in on one line?
Yeah.
Yes. That's yeah. See. It's a nice try.
I can't choose.
Acceptable. Okay. That's great. So, well, the reason that I think it's cool because cattails are really interesting. They have a lot of cool moments. They have edible parts. They have a vegetable part that literally tastes kind of like an asparagus mixed with celery. And then you can eat the roots. They make the tastiest North American tuber besides a potato. That's what I would say. And so it's an interesting plan if you are growing a boggy space and, you know, want to consider having a vegetable in there that's a native vegetable. So,
yeah.
Okay. But you're saying these ones are good because they can kind of
they perch on the bare edges of things where they can kind of look out and watch over a pond or and your water feature, you know, I don't know. Do you have a water feature in your backyard?
I don't, but we live next to a park.
You still have dragonflies. So you can attract dragonflies without having the water feature.
Right.
But if you have something small nearby, it's going to help. And it can be something as small as a bird bath.
Mm.
I've seen them lay eggs in a bird bath before. And we get mosquito larvae in a bird bath.
Ooh.
So, you Devils. Know. Yes.
Okay. So you cheated and you got two on that line. Classic. That's a classic Home Show Garden Pro move right there, actually. So welcome to the club. So, all right. What's another one?
Horsetail reed.
Okay. So this is that one.
Equistem.
A lot of like landscape architects love putting this in. It spreads like crazy, but it's just totally vertical, kind of sectioned plant, really interesting architectural by itself.
Yes,
and
yes.
So great in a pot.
It creates a lot of vertical height. Yes, and you can grow it in a pot.
Really, so you should actually grow in a pot because it's
it does get
like crazy.
Kind of crazy. Yeah.
Awesome. And read is R E E D. Because I know, like, when you're reading a book, that's
R-E-A-D.
Spelled different. All right, what's one more? I mean, see, you put two in the first line, but no.
Yarrow.
Yarrow, yes. Okay.
Yarrow, yeah. That's a great one. It has the bloom spikes that they can sit on top of. So really, we're looking at something that gives a vertical height.
And yarrow is this really, like, lacy, wispy leaf with a yellow flower or white flower.
Right, right. So the foliage itself is kind of fern-like and stays low, but then it sends up these flower spikes that are about a foot tall, maybe, and they're beautiful. Yeah.
And
yellow,
so
white, paprika.
Put that on our shady, wet space.
That's
list.
Actually a drought-tolerant native. So if you don't have a shady spot, but you still want your dragonflies, you can put in yarrow.
Well, no wonder mine died. I had it, and I was like trying to keep it wet and watery. So,
full sun and dry.
Whoops. 281-496-5711. We want to hear what's on your mind. What problems are you dealing with? And I can assure you, if you're dealing with a problem, someone that you know or someone else listening is dealing with that problem too. So help them out. Help yourself out. Give us a call. 281-496-5711. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Let your senses transport you to a peaceful hideaway where beauty and tranquility are waiting for you. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping in Richmond. Striking display gardens, plants, shrubs, and trees accompanied by the sights and sounds of fountains, chimes, and whimsical garden art. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359. For three generations, family-owned, family-run, sharing their gardening passions, helping you find yours. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping. Discover them online at myenchanted.com.
Does anybody really know what time it is?
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey, this is Sherry with Plants for All Seasons. The weather is starting to turn around. We have shorter days, and it's time to prepare your gardens for fall veggies and fall flowers. All the right veggies are stocked on the table and ready for you to plant. Plus, we have a huge selection of seeds. But most importantly, get your beds prepped and ready with high-quality compost and organic fertilizers. Grab some of our freshly brewed compost tea. This will really benefit your plants and your soil to have beautiful, vibrant veggies and flowers. With the shorter days and the increased rainfall, be on the lookout for lawn fungus and make sure you treat it appropriately. If there's an area in your yard that always gets brown patch, let's compost top dress and hit it with some compost tea. This will help fight it off before it gets out of control. As soon as we cool off, our beloved pansies will start arriving. Make sure and plant them once we've cooled down so they won't stretch. Come visit us at Plants for All Seasons. We're easy to get to at 21328 Highway 249, just right off the feeder road. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram, and go to our website, plantsforallseasons.com. And now back to Danny and Abby.
Thanks, Sherry. That is right. 281-496-5711. Abby, right here.
Hi.
Talking awesome, breaking gardening information, giving us stuff that we're. I'm really like taking notes for myself. This is dynamite. One thing that I think is really cool is that a lot of the stuff that we already do as gardeners, especially if you're kind of a soil first, root first gardener, you're doing a lot of stuff that's already beneficial, right? And so, like, encouraging some behaviors as strategies is kind of the segment I want to move into, what I want us to give us some thought to. And a big thing is, you know, a lot of people are doing a fall flower switch out.
Yeah.
Right? And there's, you know, I don't know, 20 different options for fall flowers that they could pick. Some of them, kind of like we touched on a little bit with the lantana, have been so genetically diluted that they're no longer like a great wildlife plant.
Right.
That
right.
They don't serve a secondary, especially, I mean, Abby, I talk a lot about tertiary function because I love the idea of planting a plant that like gives me food, is beautiful, and provides habitat, right? Like, that's my favorite thing in the world. That's why I love Turk's cap. You can eat it makes fruit, you can eat the leaves, and you know, butterflies love it, and it looks cool.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
And it's native. So it's like
even better.
Yes. So it's like that's, I guess, all that lead in is to say, as we're doing color for fall, you can choose some of these more popular varieties, and they actually do play a role in this cycle, in this kind of natural natural system that we're part of.
Right.
And so, what are some of those, and then what are some of the effects? I have a list that we talked about, and so maybe we can talk about the flower, and then you can talk about the benefit.
Okay.
And so this will be one of those two-segment things, but a big one that I just – we were in Canada, right, and – it was cooler there than Texas.
Right.
This just in. Breaking news, everyone. But they had alyssum, even though it was August. And at this one coffee shop, the smell of alyssum was everywhere. And so let's talk a little bit about alyssum.
It's a great plant. It's a great cool season plant.
Okay.
So it's going to be this little either white or purple. It may come in pinks, maybe. But I've seen them in white and purple.
For sure, white and purple, yeah.
And they kind of... they kind of puff up and spill over. So they're really nice to put in like little containers that you want something to spill over in. But the bees do like the alyssum.
Right.
The bees and the butterflies go after the alyssum. So if you go to a nursery and you just stand there for a second, look at what the butterflies are hovering around and look at what they're on. And you're going to see they're going towards alyssum or snaps.
Yes,
that's
right.
A big one.
So, okay. So alyssum are these little white ones. They're ground covery. Really good for fairy gardening.
Oh, yeah.
But bees love them. And we're going to go to a break real quick. But the question that comes up will be that we need answers. The pressing question is, why do plants smell? Okay, don't answer right now. You're going to think about it. I'm sure in your many years of schooling, this has come across. We'll be back, 281-496-5711, Home Show Garden Pros.
Your soil is like a rechargeable battery. The better it is, the longer the energy lasts. Landscaper's Pride soils and premium mulches are made from locally sourced, all-organic materials capable of handling the summer's heat and feeding your plants efficiently. Landscaper's Pride's mulches and amendments mixes are blended to help plants thrive in the clay and sandy loam found in southern Texas. It's trusted by garden professionals. So grab a bag of Landscaper's Pride at a Garden Pro nursery and recharge. Find a retail location near you at landscaperspride.com.
Bring on the molasses. Overspray your lawn with molasses. Bugs hate it. Caterpillars can't eat it. And it stops fall fungi. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
As we kind of discover the food web and, you know, how to take care of some of these wildlife above ground, don't forget the wildlife below ground. So that same balance that Abby, that Abby mentioned in the very beginning applies in the soil. And so diversity is really an important kind of concept in the soil, because the more different types of beneficial microbes you can have in your soil, be it your lawn, be it your veggie bed, be it your, you know, native landscape space, that will actually reduce any disease threats. It'll keep plants' immunity high, and that'll reduce above ground pests. And so a company that's devoted to that kind of concept is MicroLife. They make fertilizer. And the word fertilizer is awesome because it should mean to make fertile. And the only one I really know that does that is MicroLife. They actually are concerned with fertile soils. We are still recovering from summer's heat. It's cooling off. This is when we see our max push of summer stress-related diseases flaring up. And that's why MicroLife, getting those liquid organics out now, is so key. So the Ocean Harvest, the MicroGrow, these are two things to use now to finally get past any disease threats, any summer stress. And, you know, you can do it in a weekend. You can do a heavy dose in a weekend, maybe double what it says in the bottle, and you'll be done with summer stress. It's that easy. MicroLife delivers the highest nutritional value possible. They're using top quality ingredients, which gives you a chance to thoroughly feed your space without burning your plants or your lawn. Other good news, it's safe for you, your kids, and your pets. You know, don't die, rule number one. And then also, you know, it's going to build up that soil. It's going to build up soil. So healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. Check out MicroLife. They have an awesome selection of stuff at their website, microlifefertilizer.com. And if you want to see where they're being sold, just go to our website, homeshowgardenpros.com. And all the garden pros sell the stuff. It's dynamite. You got a favorite MicroLife?
I love MicroLife. It's the best.
Whoa,
yes.
Nice.
I really like the Ocean Harvest and the Ultimate, but anything that's having trouble, I put Super Seaweed on.
Okay.
It's like an immunity boost for plants, and it just kind of perks them back up really
quick.
That
is awesome.
Yeah. Love MicroLife.
Well, there we go. Awesome. I say the same thing about Super Seaweed. It works really well.
It does.
Okay. So we were sort of breaking in there. I asked the big question, the question that's on everyone's mind. How come plants stink? No. Why do they smell? What's the deal?
Yeah, so most plants, especially angiosperms, the flowering plants, they have a scent to them most of the time. And the reasoning behind that is to attract a certain specific pollinator. Some plants are really specific. Some plants are really broad with their pollinator choices. So pawpaw trees, for example, their flower, when it opens, it smells like rotting flesh. And their pollinator, lo and behold, is a fly.
There you go.
So that's why that plant smells that way.
Gotcha.
Also, magnolia trees, they are the most ancient angiosperm smell that we still...
Flowering plant.
Yeah, flowering plant that we still have access to. And
gotcha.
So when you smell into a magnolia blossom, it's like you're smelling back in time.
Wow.
And their pollinators are beetles.
Okay.
They're such an ancient plant that they were putting out pollen and putting out nectar before bees and butterflies had evolved. So the only thing around was beetles.
Pre-insect wings.
Yes.
Yeah, that's so cool. And so what about like those real strong smelling plants like Alma verbena and alyssum?
The Virginia sweet spire even.
Yes.
Those are bees.
Okay.
Anything that smells that really sweet honey,
gotcha,
almost like a perfume smell, is the bees are going to go crazy for it.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah. And well, there's even flowers that have a smell but have like a locking mechanism so that if a bee comes into the flower, it like boops it on the head with a pollen granule.
Yeah.
And it takes it away. And so it's very specific to that bee species.
Wow,
that it
yeah.
fits into the flower, it gets the pollen granule, and it goes to the next flower.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Those are boop flowers?
There's a couple different kinds of flowers. Boop. We'll call them boop flowers.
Great. Well, I mean, that boops them on the head. Okay, so alyssum plays an awesome role. That's a winter annual that we highly encourage if you're looking to do a positive wildlife impact. Next is snapdragons.
Yes.
I've bought flats of snapdragons because I look at it and just there's so many bees on it, and
yes.
I want to participate in that.
Especially the bigger guys, the bigger carpenter bees, the bumblebees.
Okay.
Those guys are really getting into the snapdragons and buzzing around and getting all the pollen. So they're really well adapted to get into that type of flower.
Gotcha. So that's just another good one as you're considering your annuals. All right, so another one we talked about are pansies. So not because of the smell or the pollination, but because they have good human uses.
Yes, they're edible. So they're
just put them on your salad. One,
yep.
Two.
Put them on your salad, or I like to make little sugar cookies that I press the petals into, and so the sugar cookies are colorful like flowers, and
yes.
They're really fun.
That is really fun. Well, that's awesome. And so, you know, violas do some of the same stuff. Some violas will help with bees and butterflies, with bees. But they're also edible, too. So
they are. Yeah.
Pinch them all those Johnny jump ups. Well, so there's four great kind of annual plants that if you're really looking to buy your annual plants, but you still want to play this role in nature, there's four great ones. So
yeah.
Thank you for the list. Great job. As, you know, super way to go. 281-496-5711. That's 281-496-5711. We're going to come back, talk a little bit landscape design, plant choices to help you out. You know, you want to build a design from scratch, make it look good, but still play this positive role to get that extra flare of color or just because it's the right thing to do. 281-496-5711. Home Show Garden Pros.
Escape to the private resort of your dreams. Get away at home. Let Mike Ball transform your yard into your happy place.
Hi, it's Mike. Let's recreate your outdoor space with a custom patio and amenities like outdoor kitchen, fire pit, water features, and landscaping lighting to put the wow back in your yard. You'll love the difference and the commute.
Make your home your happy place. Add the backyard resort of your dreams. Mike Ball does it all. Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping, and Lighting. MikeBallIrrigation.com.
We believe gardening should be fun. The Home Show Garden Pros are here for you with advice and everything you need to be a better gardener.
Landscaper's Pride Mulches and Soils. Premium quality and locally sourced. Grow with us. Monterey Lawn and Garden. Superior solutions for every garden.
Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping, and Lighting. Putting the wow back in your yard.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now.
281-496-5711. Here with Abby Inns Hendrickson.
Hi, guys. So happy to be here.
And we're talking plants. We're talking gardening. Abby is a wildlife biologist, so she can't help but be like, here's how these great plants relate. But
yes.
But we're nature. We're wildlife. At least I am. We're
yes.
Party. But we're going to kind of keep this discussion going. But the idea here is it's planning, right? It's strategy. There's a lot of things you can do that let you participate in nature a little bit more than what you were doing.
Right.
Or maybe some habits that you are doing that maybe you could pull back on.
Yeah.
One of them is you don't have to deadhead every plant.
Right.
So roses, yes. Deadhead those all
super
day long.
Super beneficial.
Right. For the rose
for
plant.
For the roses, yep.
Because you don't have any wildlife that's eating those hips, right?
Yeah. Deer.
Yeah. Well, you may have deer. They're eating other parts of your plants before the hips, though. And so when it comes to like your herb plants, right, your oregano, basil even, don't deadhead those.
Right. Yeah. You can let them go. It's called bolting. And let them bolt, go to seed, because the flowers of even lettuces, a lot of our herbs,
yeah.
That's a really important flower for pollinators. And it's going to attract. So if we let fennel and parsley and rue go and bolt, that's going to attract the host. They're host of the swallowtails.
Right.
So they're going to attract those in, and we're going to have babies.
Caterpillars.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is a... Anytime you're dealing with caterpillars, it's really good to remember they are babies.
They are,
so
yeah.
So depending on if you're trying to help them survive or kill them, it's like something to remember is that they're babies. Also, they're baby food.
They are baby food. 95% of terrestrial birds feed their babies insects. So if you want to help birds, help insects. Plant
right.
for the insects.
And if it was just the regular insects like your wasps or your grasshoppers, that'd be one thing. But really, it's the caterpillars.
Yes.
The soft-bodied insects are what we're trying, as we want to kind of support this bird population. If you're out there and you don't realize there's a bird crisis going on, we invite you to remember it. Google it. Look it up. Because
yeah.
we have a mass decline in bird populations all over our continent. And it, honestly, you know, there's really no debate that it's loss of habitat, that it's our
yep.
fault.
Yep.
And so it can be our solution.
That's right. It has to be our solution.
So we're going to talk about landscaping, landscape design with kind of this in mind. So like generally landscape design, you know, you want some order, you want some wow plants, and you want some color.
Right.
Right. So evergreen shrubs, flashy object, you know, if we're thinking old school, we might think of azaleas as the evergreen shrub. Crepe myrtles is the flashy.
Right.
And then some flowering things might be annual plants, right?
Yeah.
And so we're just going to replace those.
Yeah.
A flashy one might be buttonbush.
I love buttonbush. That's my favorite plant.
So also, you know, known as the coronavirus plant because the flowers
yes.
look just like it.
Just
but
like a COVID virus.
You won't get it.
No.
You only get good things from it.
Yes. Yes. I love buttonbush because it can stand in 3 feet of standing water, or it's drought tolerant.
Wow. Yeah.
It's like a bomb-proof plant. So you have this plant that is really easy to grow. And then on top of that, the nectar that this plant produces is incredible.
Oh, yeah.
It's so high in nutrients that the butterflies, the bees, everybody goes to this plant.
That's so cool.
Yeah. So you can do something showy and fun like that.
Yeah.
For that landscape design.
That is awesome. Okay, so we had a showy and fun one. Let's do a kind of evergreen shrubby presence.
My favorite one is going to be like the Miss Schindler's Viburnum or a Walter's Viburnum.
Yeah, yeah.
So that holds wildlife benefit because it has white flowers on it. It's kind of the native cultivar equivalent to a boxwood. To me, boxwoods are boring. They're just green. But if you can get something that is flowering and holds wildlife benefit, is evergreen, and it does exactly what you want it to do, that's a win-win-win.
There you go. Win-win-win.
Yeah.
So, or a tertiary benefit, that's what we call it.
Yes. Sure. Tertiary benefit. I'll get this.
No, win-win-win's even better. Yeah. Well, that's awesome. Okay. And then we've got kind of our flowering element. So,
yes.
Yeah.
So then
there's a lot of these in the native front. I'll just say that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Anybody who says native plants aren't pretty, they haven't seen the right ones. Because they're just incredibly gorgeous and full. So it's like if you want to put in color, consider putting in a small pollinator patch.
Yeah.
Just a little smattering of, you know, your lantana, your obedient plant, and a grass. Grasses are really important.
A little mealy sage.
Yes.
You know, get 9 things and mix them all together.
That's right. And it's going to look like this beautiful little English garden that's kind of pocketed together.
Yes, right.
And it's important to remember that in nature, resources are clumped. So we want to clump our resources.
Okay.
It helps our wildlife find it.
This is how we make a maze, a map, if you will, of survivability.
Yeah.
For creatures.
Right.
So, and you get a lot of color. If you doubt that native plants are pretty, just go to any public gardens right now. Almost everything that's in full bloom is a native.
Yeah.
And so some of the examples might be like celosia, but that could easily just be pigweed, you know, or an amaranth of some kind.
Yeah.
And there's so many gorgeous blooming plants right now, like the sages, like Mexican mint marigold.
Yep.
So many things that are
butterfly gara is still blooming.
Yes, just popping right now. And it's a great way to get fall color.
Yeah.
Maybe the only way to get great fall color.
Well, and if you go and do these pollinator patches and not do the annuals so much, is you're going to save on time. You're going to save on money because the perennials are going to come back for you in that same space. I like to do little pockets of annuals kind of sporadically placed throughout at very showy places of the front.
Yeah.
So that you still get your pop of annuals, you still get your pop of color, but it's not your entire yard of you need these anchor plants almost.
Yeah.
Holding everything together.
That's awesome. That's so cool. We have one more segment after this. We're going to keep on kind of talking through stuff, talk a little about some classes that are coming up.
Yeah.
Because you've got some exciting ones. This is Home Show Garden Pros. I'm Danny. She's Abby. And we'll be right back.
For sod webworms, caterpillars, leaf miners, and fire ant problems, choose Monterey Lawn and Garden Organic Solutions. Monterey Garden Insect Spray contains spinosad, proven effective against sod webworms and fire ants. For your garden, choose Monterey BT to knock out hungry caterpillars and veggie pests without hurting bees, birds, and ladybugs. Monterey Lawn and Garden Solutions, available at your favorite Garden Pro nursery. For a beautiful lawn and garden, choose Monterey Lawn and Garden products.
We want your food waste. Seriously. We're Moonshot Compost. We're recycling valets who make composting clean and easy. We give you an airtight Moonshot container. You fill it with food waste. Leave it on your porch or drop it off. Like a good valet, we do the rest. Composting food waste, keeping it out of landfills, earning you compost rewards. How easy is that? Moonshot Compost means no bugs, no smells, no mess. Learn more, get started, visit startcomposting.com.
If I could turn back time.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
All right, as we have just a couple more minutes with Abby Ince Hendrickson, she can tell us about the great Nature's Way Resources classes that are happening.
Yeah, so we have this... really, this summer and fall, we've started doing these classes that are mostly free. We do a seed bomb class that is $2 per seed bomb, but that is to make wildflower meadows.
So cool.
It's very fun to do. We had birding classes. We had a bug class. We had a butterfly hunt and a scavenger hunt.
These are so fun.
Yeah. So bring your family, bring your kids. I mean, it's just really fun to get out, and it's beautiful at the nursery.
And there's a class today.
Yes, there is a class today at 10:30. It's the native plant class, and we're making seed bombs too.
Oh, that's awesome. So what is somebody to talk about in the native plant class? How to use them? What are some great ones?
Yeah. So I want to show the class today what they look like in the ground, because what they look like in pots versus what they look like in the ground is not always right. And I want to show them what they look like happy in the place that they're supposed to be in.
Right.
So if this is dappled shade, it's perfect for them.
I heard one time that you caught a snapping turtle and showed it off at a class.
I did. We did a herpetology class. Yeah.
That's so fun.
It was really fun.
Yeah.
We caught a cottonmouth too. It was 44 inches long.
Oh my gosh.
It was one of the bigger ones I've ever seen.
That's huge. So how do people learn more about what's upcoming and how to sign up for classes?
So you can follow us at Nature's Way Resources on our Instagram page and our Facebook page.
Okay.
You can also sign up for the newsletter, the Lazy Gardener newsletter, and we put our class schedule in that. And then if you'd like to contact me directly, I do have my own business. It's called Living Wild,
okay.
And it's habitat restoration and aesthetic landscaping with natives.
Awesome.
So if you're interested in contacting me, check out my website. It's welivewild.com.
There you go. Well, a lot of fun stuff coming up, a lot of great classes.
Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, doing a great job, and thanks for the insight here. I need to scratch off yarrow for my boggy plants list.
Yes.
But I'm excited about this dragonfly garden, so thank you very much.
Of course.
Awesome job, Abby, and I'm sure you'll be on again as we keep dishing out information here, Home Show Garden Pros. Thanks to Michael Wagner and to Warren Southern Gardens for sending him. Also, thanks for Abby and Nature's Way Resources for having you out here. This has been Home Show Garden Pros. Next up is Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home. Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
I listen to your show forever. God bless.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
Homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.